Morning, guys.
Yeah, your Sayoda practice yesterday, first Wednesday practice in a couple weeks for you. How much of that is that a reflection of the progress that you've made with the knee?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, so it was good to be out there. I always enjoy being out there at practice, so I'd much rather be practicing than getting treatment. So it was good to be out there. It was a productive day. We got to have a productive week because it's a big challenge for us, and it's one of the great teams in the AFC consistently over a long period of time. Got a great defense. They always have had a great defense, so they challenge you in a lot of ways with some good scheme stuff and a lot of really good players. So it's an important week for us, and I think Coach tried to put a lot of urgency on our team, and we feel it, and we need to go out there and do a great job.
Tom, what do you think of the season that LeGarrette Blount's had for you guys and maybe his importance now that the calendar's moved to December?
It's been pretty amazing what he's been able to accomplish and, to come back from his injury last season. He was having a great year for us last year and then got injured. But this year he's been so consistent, dependable. He's running the ball great, long runs. He's looks very decisive, catching the ball whenever we throw it to him. So he's been a great factor for our team. It's been we've got a great backfield.
What about now that the cold weather games are coming into play? And we've seen it before with him.
Yeah, he's had some big games this time of year. So it's tougher, if you get wet weather or cold weather, it certainly gets harder to tackle. And he's hard to tackle anyway, being that he's, 250 pounds. So it's tough to bring him down. And you got to be able to win a lot of different styles this time of year. You don't get too many, great days to throw the ball. So you got to be able to be multidimensional, and to hand it off to him and then, force that defense to tackle him is a big challenge.
I'm going to ask you about Monday Night Football. Just like being an older guy ourselves, it used to be the only game, but
yep.
Now there's Thursday. Do you still view Monday Night as sort of the special as a player?
Yeah, I think you do. It's it still feels that way. I think, especially when you hear the music when you run out. And, you only get one of them a year usually. And this year, ours comes pretty late in the year. So, they got two pretty good teams playing. I think it's two teams that are kind of similar, that are very mentally and physically tough. So, it's, I think both teams are going to be at their best.
Tom, it seems like Chris Long as a player and what he's added to your team.
Yeah, he's added, a lot since the day he got here. So I think he's been such a professional, and I really enjoyed playing with him and conversating with him. And he's done a great job, played a great game last week. He's made some really important plays for us over the course of the season. And, this is when, things really start to matter. So he's provides great leadership, and he's been a lot of fun to have around. Get tired of playing against him, so.
Do you remember his father playing at all? Do you remember Howie? Do you have any relationship with Howie?
I don't know him very well, but I've always, seen tapes, and, he's one of the great D linemen to ever play the game. So, yeah, I've been around for a long time, so I've seen a lot of guys over the years, and I think we've done a few interviews with him in the past. But
Tom, you said the other night on the radio that Terrell Suggs looks as good as he's ever looked.
Yeah.
What is it about him that's made him such a challenge over the years and this year specifically?
Well, I think it's, every year, he's had pretty major injuries, and then, he comes back and he looks, he didn't miss a beat. So it's his 14th year. He's been a great player for as long as he's been in the league. And I think he just does a lot of things really well. So it's not just he's got all the rush moves. He actually drops into coverage. He bats down balls. He, butches the tight ends coming off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's really a playmaker for their team. So, and it's not just sacking the quarterback like probably most defensive ends. I think he makes plays in a lot of ways. I've seen him intercept slip screens, jumping up and picking Roethlisberger off, going the other way. I think he has great instincts. He definitely plays with his instincts. So if he feels like, the ball's going to go inside, he rips inside and tries to take it away, even though that's not really his assignment. And I think, 99% of the time, the ball goes inside. So I think he just has great instincts for what he's doing. And you can't ever really count on the same thing from him. I think you have to try to play him straight up and see what he's going to do, because I think he makes a lot of, really good decisions out there. and he makes a lot of plays.
Tom, is there any animosity towards them because of, well, if you trace back the history, Deflategate essentially started with them?
For me personally, I think all these games are kind of the same. You know, I just, you know, look at the opponent and look at what they do. And, you know, the only thing that matters is what we do this week in practice and in the game. So I think you just try to put everything aside. And, you know, whether it was that or whether it was, you know, playoff game a couple years ago, whether it was a regular season game a couple years ago or championship games, I mean, none of those really matter. So it's really going to be about what this team does this week. And like I said, coaches try to put a lot of urgency on that. And, you know, we understand that. We know we're facing a, you know, team that's 7-5. They're at the top of their division. They have a lot of confidence in what they do, and so do we. So it's going to be a good, you know, tough matchup.
Is this the best defense you guys have faced all season? What kind of matchup like this tell you about your offense?
Yeah, they're the first-rated defense in the league, so no one's done a better job over the course of the season than them. You know, I think they do things really well in a lot of areas. So they're good in first down defense, good in third down defense, third and short, good on the goal line, good in the red area. I mean, they contest every yard. So I think that's the mark of a good defense. They don't give you anything easy. You got to go out and earn it. And I think they do a good mix with their scheme and also with their personnel. So, you know, we're prepared for a 60-minute game. And that's what we're practicing for. And, you know, if it's something different than that, then we'll adjust. But I mean, we know it's going to be a good, tough matchup.
And is this the type of a game that you can learn something about the offense you have going forward down the stretch?
Well, every game, you know, we're learning different things. So, and I think that goes all the way throughout the year because your team changes a lot over the course of the season with injuries and adjustments and schemes. And, you know, you have to adjust when Gronk goes down. You have to adjust when Deion Lewis comes back. You have to adjust when, you know, Danny goes out. So, I mean, it's just constant adjustment and trying to build on certain things and adjust to certain things, and then you ultimately you're still trying to, you know, really move the ball down the field and score points.
Tom, can you talk about the commitment to the running game and the commitment to really LeGarrette Blount, who's obviously had a very good year? Talk about what's transpired this year. He's been here for a few years. He's shown spurts of greatness, but the consistency really he's shown, and yeah. Know, maybe compare him to some of the guys that you had early in your career here.
Well, I think he's had an incredible year just with in productivity, rushing yards, touchdowns. I mean, every time we hand the ball off to him, something great is happening. So he has a lot of confidence in the guys up front and what they're doing for him. And, you know, you got to have confidence in the offensive line when you're a running back because, you know, when you're taking that ball downhill, you know, with the full head of steam, you got to believe that, you know, the hole's going to open. And he hits it hard, you know. And, you know, he's just had an incredibly consistent year for us, and from the start of the year all the way on till last week. So we're going to keep needing it. And, you know, it's been a big part of the reason why we've been successful. And, you know, whether it's been in the run game or the pass game, blitz pickup, I mean, all those backs have really played well for us.
I don't want to say he's, you know, Antoine Smith or we got Corey Dillon, a couple of guys that had success. Is there a similar streak there with him?
I think they're a little different players. You know, it's hard to – I always think it's so hard to compare one guy to the next. You know, but, you know, 250-pound running back is pretty tough to tackle. And he's, you know, I always say when he gets away from people, they never really catch him. So he's got great speed and agility. You know, they really don't know how to tackle him. He's jumped over guys. He's run over guys. You know, I think he makes great decisions when he's, you know, in the open field. So he's done a lot of great things. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.